The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Welcome along, everyone. The Monday Punt. We're looking forward to the Champions League semi-finals, of course, and we're going to have a look back at the Premier League weekend in the company of Ron Atkinson and Derek McGovern. I've just come inside because 32 degrees is just too much for me, guys. I don't know what it's like in the UK, but I'm here for one more day. Let's talk about the weekend. I watched all the Sunday games at like 7:30, 9 o'clock, and then 2 in the afternoon. Are you still going for City, Derek?
Well, Ron, I just want to... I'm right about City, as Ron will vouch in a second. But the question for Ron is, have I been wrong about anything this season? I don't think I have, Ron, have I?
Yeah. Oh, you've lost the faith already. You've lost Ron. The faith. So City automatically go. I'll tell you now, if Liverpool win the next two games, they'll be champions.
What, do you think City will drop points at Everton?
Yes.
Arsenal will win on Monday night. They'll put them virtually beyond reach for Everton, so it doesn't matter what Everton do. They're not going to finish fourth.
Well, that's by the by. I mean, and all this talk about Everton will lie down and die because there'll be 34,000 City fans in the Goodison Park next week. That won't happen.
That never happens, does it, to be fair? Previous seasons when people say, oh, yeah, but, you know, they'll let the other team win. We've seen instances where, you know, Liverpool have beaten teams to give Man United the title and so on. So the odds, by the way, 5-4 now the price for Liverpool, who is still top of the table, let's not forget, by 2 points after the defeat to Chelsea. Chelsea were second. Are 14-1, but obviously need things to happen for them. And Man City, with the title in their own hands, 4-5, back odds on. I mean, it's a great end to the season, Derek, if you put aside any kind of, you know, any loyalties. To go from being such a short odds on price to suddenly being the second favourites of Liverpool, brilliant Premier League.
Well, I think City, 4-5, I think it's a mortgage material, absolute mortgage material. Liverpool's only...
Three games left.
Liverpool's only hope is to beat Palace and Newcastle 8-0 and try and get it on goal difference. The title's going to be win on goal difference. City will win their last three, Liverpool will win their last two, and City will win on goal difference yet again. I think you can get 5-2. I'm not sure whether this is Hills are doing these odds, but there's a 5-2 knocking around for the title to be won on goal on GD, and that's a certainty.
Oh, I think that's a good... Yeah, I think whatever happens, it's likely to be won by on goal difference.
Yeah. Great price, sir.
Eight goals difference now, of course, with a 2-0 defeat to Liverpool. So it's plus 50 for Liverpool, plus 58 for Manchester City. And plus 43 for Chelsea, but like I say, Chelsea largely irrelevant now, unless the other two drop more points. City's games, of course, if you're not aware yet, as guys have mentioned, Everton away, Villa at home, West Ham at home, Liverpool, Palace away, Newcastle at home, and Chelsea, Norwich at home, and Cardiff away. So Chelsea have got the easiest run in, but it'd be hard to see either of them dropping points now, unless Everton can pull some.
Here's one for you. If Liverpool had to go to Everton to win... And I would think, without checking, I would think Liverpool have got a far better record at Goodison than Manchester City have, by the way. Would you be totally confident they could win there? I wouldn't. I wouldn't have any team going to Goodison confident of winning.
Especially Everton.
Well, they ain't done that bad, have they? And you've changed over the last week. But, if I was Brendan Rodgers, I'd still be very upbeat. And you know what, Derek? You obviously watched the game yesterday. How many times is Gerrard going to have 7 shots from outside the box and not score?
Yeah. I know. Nothing went right for Liverpool at all.
I mean, I'm hearing people on the radio talking today about Brendan Rodgers didn't have a B plan or anything like that, or plan B or whatever. And they were just reducing them to hitting shots from outside the box. Any other given day, one of those that had took a big deflection and looped in would have flown in.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Ron, I spent most of the game screaming at the telly, no surprise from me, because Liverpool were naive. Why didn't they just do what Chelsea did? A draw would have been a brilliant result for Liverpool.
It's ever so easy after the game.
No, I was saying it before the game, Ron. I said a draw would be a great result.
I think I said it on Friday, actually, when we were discussing. I said a draw would suit Liverpool better than anybody else, because then, you know, they knew then that they couldn't really be caught. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, when you're at a game and your game plan is to go at teams, and don't forget, it wasn't until the 45th minute or whatever, yeah, around about then, that anybody in the wildest dreams imagined that Chelsea were going to nick a goal.
Yeah.
Unbelievable as well that you've got, you've got Gerrard doing that. I mean, after saying what he said, and it's been obviously been well publicised, I mean, he's not put a foot wrong most of the season, yet that happened. I mean, sort of felt, you got a feel for him.
Well, he probably went into the game, you know, thinking in his wildest dreams, we could win the league. We could win the league today, and then we could win, I could lead England to the World Cup in the summer. I mean, unlikely, but that's probably what he's thinking. And then 90 minutes later, look what's happened.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, you feel for him, but obviously Man United fans are absolutely loving it. But the bottom of the table, by the way, Cardiff rock bottom, 1-16 to go down. Two games remaining, Newcastle away, Chelsea at home. Fulham 2-9 to go down. They're on 31 points with a minus 42. Stoke at home, Palace away. You've got Norwich at 1-12. They're on 32 points with a minus 32 goal difference. Chelsea away and Arsenal at home. They look doomed, don't they, with those two
What's
games?
What's the collective bet for the three there now to go down?
Oh, now you're asking, Ron. I'll find that out for you.
I think that's done.
Yeah, I'll have a look at that and find it for you. Sunderland, 11-4 to go down now. 32 points, minus 20, but three games. Man United away, West Brom at home, Swansea at home. The way Man United played, it might not be that might not be a done deal yet, I guess. Villa, 35 points, still sweating a little bit, minus 17, but 8-1 to go down. Hull at home, City away, Tottenham away. Not an easy running still for Villa. West Brom on 36, they're 40-1, and you know, you'd think they would be virtually safe, not mathematically. Arsenal away, Sunderland away, and Stoke at home. Not the easiest of fixtures. Do you agree with Ron? The three that are there now are going to go down.
Well, yeah, Villa must be thanking the lucky stars that they've got a Hull. You know, because Hull with the cup final coming up, the other two fixtures look really unkind for them. Were it not for that game, I'd fancy Villa, because they've been saying Villa all season long. But no, the three at the bottom look doomed now.
Yeah. You're looking at about 4-11, Ron. So you're looking at, you know, really short. The bookies completely agree with you. So, but with the way this season's gone, though, you wouldn't be surprised if something else daft happens, though, would you? You know, if you know, there's still some twists and turns, i.e., Sunderland going to Man United. You probably won't get anything out of that game now, and they'll still be on 32 points. So,
Lee, by the way, do you know what my bet of the week is this week?
It was Arsenal to win 3-0, Giroud, Podolski, and Ramsey to all score.
Yeah, 1,000-1.
I'm not. Yeah, do you know what? I listened. It's going to land, isn't it?
You clean a big carpet with that.
But it would be hilarious. I was telling the boys that they're playing golf. And I said, I tell you what, I'm looking for snooker, so I've gone on this one. And one of us said it. By the way, that ain't beyond the realms. I went, no, you behave yourself.
You know, it will be 3-0 to all them three, and someone will score an own goal at the 91st minute or something. On the subject of bets of the week, I think Robbie landed a 7-1. It was either a 7-1 or a 3-1. We're going to maybe have a listen back and see what... he went for Boney to score and Swansea to win, didn't he?
Oh, well, that wouldn't have been 7-1. No chance.
It was first. The first goal was 3-1 any time, but I'll have to listen back and adjudicate on that. Let's look at the Champions League midweek, shall we? Two great games. Hopefully, the Chelsea game's a bit better than last week's. Bayern Munich trail by a 0-0 at home to Real Madrid, with the home leg to come, of course. 4-6 Bayern to win the 90 minutes, 3-1 the draw, and Real Madrid 19-5 to win at Bayern. To qualify, Bayern are 11-10, and Real Madrid are 4-6. Bayern have, when you look at the last three at home in the Champions League, they lost 3-2 to City. Admittedly, it wasn't, you know, the most important of games. They drew 1-1 with Arsenal, and they beat Man United, and it was the Moyes Man United, I suppose. 3-1, of course. Real Madrid's last three away games, they went to Copenhagen and won 2-0, beat Schalke 6-1, and lost 2-0 to Dortmund when the game was all but won. That looks a big price run, doesn't it? 19-5 for Real Madrid to go to Bayern Munich and win, and you're getting 4-6 for them to qualify. An away goal for Real Madrid, and Bayern are right up against it, aren't they?
Well, that's what I think. That's in their favour. I actually think they'll go through. I'm not so sure they'll win the game, but I don't think they will win the game. But I think they'll go through. They might even get beaten, go through.
Yeah,
you know, because I think they'll score. I think if you looked at their lineup, it's probably, you know, Bale, Higuain, and Ronaldo. You would expect a goal to come from them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would think
you
so.
Know,
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to see them get beat 2-1 and go through.
I think I know where you're going, Lee. At 19-5 for a team like Real Madrid, You know, I've said a million times on the air, hate backing teams who, you know, to win when they don't have to. But that's when the short odds. This is 4-1 against arguably, you know, the team that's probably one of the best three in Europe. Okay, they're playing against a team that might be up there with them. But not on the evidence of what I've seen in the last few weeks. I just can't have buy-in at all. I think they're a massively overrated side. And there's a few people coming around to my opinion now. Real Madrid at that price, it's absolutely crying out to be bagged. I'll be amazed if those odds are still apply at the kickoff. Because looking at those odds, there's only one team you can back, and that's the Spaniards. I think that's a fantastic bet. I really do. You're right; they're away from home, but look at the players you've got. They probably want to be away from home, don't they? You know, Bayern Munich have got to come out at them, and you've got Bale on the break, Ronaldo on the break. Jesus, they're going.
That's what I think, but I also think they will concede. Yeah. I mean, in all fairness, even in the game, the first game, after they missed the two good chances early on, you would have thought that Bayern really had the better situations. Took a great save from Casillas at the end to keep him on level terms.
Do you think Bayern Munich will come out and go to the sound of the trumpets, as you say, Ron? Is that the way they have to go?
Well, they do play that way anyway. They don't sit back, Bayern, and that would give you a lot of hope for. I mean, we saw when United went there, the amount of space that they leave at the back, which, you know, people like Ronaldo, people like Bale. That's if he plays them both. I mean, he may not. He may leave one on the bench to replace the other like he did in the last match. You know, I know Bale had a bit of an illness or something, and Ronaldo is just coming back from injury. I mean, for me, I think that represents his best way. If he went in with that top three against them, I think he can score. But I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Bayern beat them, but beat them by an odd goal.
Yeah, like a 2-1. And looking at a correct score price for Bayern Munich to win 2-1 is 7-1. And that's the five in the market as well. So you could see that. I'll look at some of the goal scorer prices in a second. Do you agree, Derek, in terms of the game plan?
Yeah.
Bayern Munich come out but Real Madrid just sit back and pick them off?
Well, yeah, that's, you know, that ain't rocket science. If any, you know, Ron's a professional manager, he's saying that, and you and I would do that if we were managers. You know, I'm noticing here, the result, both teams to score and Real, both teams to score and Real Madrid to win 6-1. I like the look of that one.
Yeah, it does look decent, doesn't it? Bayern warmed up with a 5-2 win at the weekend, and Ribery and Robin both scoring. Some of the goal scorer prices. You got Cristiano Ronaldo at 5-4. In any game, when you're getting Cristiano Ronaldo at odds against, it looks decent. Yeah. Mandzukic is priced up at 10-11. Muller 5-4. Ronaldo 5-4. Pizarro is the same price. And you got Robin at 6-4. Götze at 7-4. Ribery at 2-1. Benzema 2-1. Bale 11-4. Any of these could score, by the way.
Bale 11-4. That's a big price to Bale, isn't he? He's starting.
Yeah, it does look a big price, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. Plenty of bets there to be had. 2-1 for you to buy in, Ron, and just a Real Madrid win for you, Derek.
Definitely.
And to qualify, Chelsea versus Atletico Madrid on Wednesday. Chelsea 0, Atletico Madrid 0 from that dire first leg. 13-10 Chelsea to win at Stamford Bridge, and they've never lost to a Spanish club under Jose Mourinho, by the way. 9-4 the draw, and Atletico Madrid are 23-10. Chelsea are even money to qualify. Atletico are the favourites in that market at 8-11, because obviously a goal for Atletico means they're in the driving seats. They won again in La Liga at Valencia to go keep that 4-point gap at the top.
How can that be right then when they're a bigger price to win than Chelsea? And yet to go through, they're a smaller price. How can that work?
They've got the draw,
haven't they?
Any draw will go, you know.
Yeah.
So effectively, the 8-11 is the plus one, I guess, Derek, isn't it? It must be.
Yeah, well, the it's a fit. You know, it's not long ago, Lee, that bookies would have made Chelsea favourites after a 0-0 draw away from home. But, you know, they were going back by you know, on a formula that was viable about 20 years ago when Liverpool went to places like Tbilisi and drew 0-0. That doesn't matter anymore. It's a different animal now, the Champions League. And if you draw 0-0 at home, that's a great result for you. That was a great result for Atletico Madrid, despite what the papers over here would have you believe and what the TV would have you believe. And I think Madrid will go through because I think they're a better side. You know, I'm not expecting... Chelsea won't go to the sound of the trumpets. We saw what they parked the bus last week in Madrid. They parked the bus at Anfield, and we know that bus is coming threes. So they're going to be parking it again. And you know, because what they can't afford is Madrid to get a goal. Their number one priority is to keep a clean sheet, because if they keep a clean sheet, the best they can do, sorry, the least they can expect is a penalty shootout. So they ain't going to go for to the sound of the trumpet. This is going to be another absolute stinker of a game.
War of attrition.
Exactly. But I think Madrid are a better side and more potent.
Yeah, and actually the plus one, so the same bet. So Atletico Madrid plus one, so you get in. I guess you get in the win and the draw on the side there. It's 8-13 to qualify as 8-11. So there is a slight difference in price when, as far as I can work out in my head now, the heat might be getting to me, but that's the same result, I think.
Yeah.
Ron, you, kind of common sense would say that Chelsea at home can't play the way they've played in the last two games that they've played, where they've gone to Liverpool and they've gone to Atletico and shut up shop.
I think the first time they'll break out. I don't think they'll go mad at the start.
Yeah.
I think what they'll do, I think even if it gets to half-time 0-0, I think Mourinho will be relatively happy, you know. And I don't think it's till the closing stages that he'll throw caution to the wind. I must admit, I wouldn't fancy backing against Madrid.
No.
I've just had a feeling all along it's going to be an all-Madrid final.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'd agree with
that. And it may be on a score draw. Maybe if it goes the whole distance, extra and penalties. But I've just got a feeling that it's going to be a Madrid final.
Yeah, couple of correct scores. If you're going for a score draw, you can have that both teams to score and the draw that Hill's put out. 1-1 is 11-2. 2-2 seems unlikely after the first leg, but it's 18-1. What a difference that is between 1-1 and 2-2. But 1-1 would be the most obvious score draw, I guess, wouldn't it? 11-2.
Oh, yeah. If it's going to be a score draw, I mean, it's going to be uglier than Ashley Cole's beard, this game. Really,
I was going to say, would there not be a bet on the manager's flare-up?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to see an altercation.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
You know, when he made the substitutions at Anfield on Sunday, the fourth official didn't hold up a numbers board. He just turned the revolving handle, you know, to denote a new route on the bus. It was absolutely, you know.
I've got to be honest, Derek. I think for what they did, all that. I think he really nearly made the biggest rick of his life. And I know you might laugh. You know, when he bought Torres on,
yeah,
I thought he should have brought him on 10 minutes early, because all of a sudden Barr was running from memory.
Yeah.
And he was quickly going into amnesia. You know, he could not raise it. And I'm looking at him, I think all of a sudden he's gone. He's got that jelly leg.
Yeah.
Get somebody else and run about if you can.
Yeah, Torres with two jelly legs.
Denver Barr's goal record, by the way, in the Champions League, of players who've scored more than one goal in the Champions League this season, he scored more regularly than anyone else. I think he scored it once every 47 minutes. 15-8 to get a goal in this one, by the way, if he starts. You're never quite sure if he's going to start or if he's going to be a sub, so might be better playing it in play. If they need a goal and he brings him on, it might well be worth the bet in play, because you can get a better price than that for next goal scorer if he comes on in the 70th minute. But
I've read reports, you know, what a heroic shift Barr put in. I thought he was absolutely crap. I thought he stunk the place out. But, you know, football's all about opinions, so there you go.
I'll tell you, the two that did do ever so well, I thought Shura did well until he ran out. And I thought when Will.i.am come on, I thought he was very good.
He played very well.
He really impressed me. When he first came, I thought, why did they really need him? But I have to say, he's done ever so well for him.
You know, we're going on about the Chelsea understrength team, and there's two players there who played in a Chelsea starting lineup who Liverpool were desperate to get in the summer or in January. Salah and Will.i.am. There's two of them there, and Chelsea outbid them for them.
Do you know what he does in training when he's preparing for a game like that? He plays the midfield. He practices with the midfield as a back four.
Yeah.
He sticks the two wingers as full-backs, and he sticks Lampard, it'd be Matic in this particular game, as centre-halves, and plays attacking them.
Oh, right.
And then sticks the back four behind them when they go into a game.
That's interesting. Is that right, Ron?
Yeah, that's what I was told, yeah. And what he does, the back four don't budge, do they? If you look at the back four, he could virtually throw a blanket over the four of them.
Yeah.
So well drilled. But when you've got world class players, Ron, and you ask them to go and do a job like that, that's the minimum requirement, isn't it? Just do your job. Don't do anything fancy. Just do it.
Sometimes, you know, you look at players who probably I mean, I think Steven Gerrard would find it very hard. He could do it better than any of them, but I think he would find it very hard from a personality point of view to be asked to do that.
Yeah.
When your nature, he certainly couldn't do it with Ronaldo, or say he got Ronaldo in a wide area and asked him to do that. He'd be saying, "Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're having a laugh. Let the left back do that. I'm going to destroy their fella."
Yeah, fair enough. So you're going for Atletico Madrid to qualify?
I'm
going
to go for Madrid to qualify.
Yeah, I'm doing that as well. 8 to 11. I think that's a very decent price.
I'll go for an all Madrid final.
Yeah, I can see why you're going for that, especially with the away goals, as you say, Derek, are absolutely massive in this, aren't they? The name the finalist betting, by the way, if you want to do it that way, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid final, as the guys are both predicting. It comes out around the 5-2 mark.
That's a big price, that.
That looks nice, doesn't it? Yeah, if you want to play it that way instead. Chaps, the Europa League semi-finals are being done by the European Football Podcast that we've just started doing, so we don't have to worry about that very much. You can get that in the usual places. Thank you very much for your time, and I'll speak to you on Friday when I'll be back in the cold.
See you later, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.